6. Statement of June Morris, July 12th, 5:45 p.m., interviewed by Detective Ralph Anderson. Mrs. Francine Morris in attendance. Detective Anderson, thank you for bringing your daughter down to the station, Mrs. Morris. June, how's that soda? June Morris, it's good. Am I in trouble? Detective Anderson, not at all. I just want to ask you a couple of questions about what you saw two evenings ago. June Morris, when I saw Coach Terry? Detective Anderson, that's right, when you saw Coach Terry. Francine Morris, since she turned 9, we've let her go down the street by herself to see her friend Helen. As long as it's daylight, we don't believe in being helicopter parents. I won't after this, you can be sure of that. Detective Anderson, you saw him after you had your supper, June, is that right? June Morris, yes, we had meatloaf. Last night we had fish. I don't like fish, but that's how it goes. Francine Morris, she doesn't have to cross the street or anything. We thought it would be okay since we live in such a good neighborhood. At least I thought we did. Detective Anderson, it's always hard to know when to start giving them responsibilities. Now, June, you went down the street, and that took you right past the Figgis Park parking lot, is that right? June Morris,
yes, me and Helen.
Francine Morris, Helen and I. June Morris,
Helen and I were going to finish our map of South America. It's for our day camp project. We used different colors for the different countries, and we were mostly done, but we forgot Paraguay, so we were going to start all over again. That's also how it goes. After that, we were going to play Angry Birds and Corgi Hop on Helen's iPad until my daddy came to walk me home, because by then it might be getting dark.
Detective Anderson, this would have been at what time, Mom? Francine Morris, the local news was on when Junie left. Norm was watching while I did the dishes. So between 6 and 6:30, probably quarter past, because I think the weather was on. Detective Anderson, tell me what you saw when you were walking past the parking lot, June. June Morris,
Coach Terry, I told you. He lives up the street, and once when our dog got lost, Coach T brought him back. Sometimes I play with Gracie Maitland, but not too much. She's a year older and likes boys. He was all bloody because of his nose.
Detective Anderson, uh-huh. What was he doing when you saw him?
June Morris, he came out of the trees. He saw me looking at him and waved. I waved back and said, hey, Coach Terry, what happened to you? And he said a branch hit him in the face. He said, don't be scared. It's just a bloody nose. I get them all the time. And I said, I'm not scared, but you won't be able to wear that shirt anymore because blood doesn't come out. That's what my mom says. He smiled and said, good thing I've got lots of shirts. But it was on his pants, too. Also on his hands.
Francine Morris, she was that close to him. I can't stop thinking about it. June Morris,
why? Because he had a bloody nose? Rolf Jacobs got one on the playground last year when he fell down, and it didn't scare me. I was going to give him my handkerchief, but Mrs. Grisha took him to the nurse's office before I could.
Detective Anderson, how close were you?
June Morris, gee, I don't know. He was in the parking lot and I was on the sidewalk. How far is that?
Detective Anderson, I don't know either, but I'm sure I'll find out. Is that soda good?
June Morris, you already asked me that.
Detective Anderson, oh, right, so I did. June Morris,
old people are forgetful. That's what my grandpa says.
Francine Morris, Junie, that's impolite. Detective Anderson, it's okay. Your grandpa sounds like a wise man, June. What happened then? June Morris,
nothing. Coach Terry got into his van and drove away.
Detective Anderson, what color was the van? June Morris,
well, it would be white if it was washed, I guess, but it was pretty dirty. Also, it made a lot of noise and all is blue smoke. Phew!
Detective Anderson, was anything written on the side, like a company name?
June Morris, nope. It was just a white van.
Detective Anderson, did you see the license plate?
June Morris, nope. Detective Anderson. Which way did the van go? June Morris. Down Barnum Street. Detective Anderson. And you're sure the man, the one who told you he had a bloody nose, was Terry Maitland? June Morris. Sure, Coach Terry. Coach T. I see him all the time. Is he all right? Did he do something wrong? My mom says I can't look at the newspaper or watch the TV news, but I'm pretty sure something bad happened in the park. I'd know if school was in because everybody blabs. Did Coach Terry fight with a bad person? Is that how he got the bloody... Francine Morris, are you almost done, Detective? I know you need information, but remember that I'm the one who has to put her to bed tonight. June Morris, I put myself to bed. Detective Anderson, right, almost done. But June, before you go, I'm going to play a little game with you. Do you like games? June Morris, I guess so, if they're not boring. Detective Anderson, I'm going to put 6 photographs of 6 different people on the table, like this, and they all look a little like Coach Terry. I want you to tell me, June Morris, that one, number 4, that's Coach Terry.